Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Wing head flip?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby! Sunday service! Woo! The Sunday service right before Halloween, too. Does that make it a little bit spooky?
The spooky service.
Spooky before we get into it, how about them Cowboys and crack them if you got them,
son? How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I'm gonna get on that.
Yeah, you gotta get the crack them in.
Crack them if you got them, son.
We've now been drinking for 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Is it 2 yet?
Hey.
5 hours.
Yeah. I've been drinking. Since I've been awake, I've been drinking for longer than I have not been.
So yeah. You got back from a Halloween party last night.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed.
Yep.
Woke up, came here, and started drinking. So if you're talking about just your awake hours, you're on like a 12-hour bender right now.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Feeling good, though.
Yeah, feeling good. I actually feel pretty dang good. That Sunday service song just hits a little bit different after a W.
Oh.
After George W.
Big George W.
Hey, and I'll be the first to say it here. Get control of those eyebrows, kid.
Are they all fucked up?
No, I'm just saying they're so bushy.
Oh, I was like, are they all falling off? I mean, they're my actual eyebrows.
It's because you've been wearing glasses the whole game.
Shades, yeah.
And then post-game, you always take them off because you get serious, Ant.
I go, no shades post-game. I got to ask you, with your shades, how hard was it to watch shit with those?
It definitely fucked me. It messed me up.
You can lose them.
Nope, I'm wearing them.
Oh, you're committing. You're committing. You're committing to a game plan like the Dallas Cowboys committed to their game plan. Mm-hmm. You see that? I call that improv there.
And apparently, our boy UK Steve shared 43-20 Cowboys victory here over the Rams.
George W.
never has been scored in the NFL.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's not a wild.
It was the safety. The safeties always throw in that 2-pointer that kind of can change scores. That block punt safety is kind of what did that. Got to that 43-20.
It's hard to get to too. It's just like an odd one.
2 touchdowns, 2 field goals.
I know, but
it's not. Yeah,
it's not a. Well, maybe it's more common than I think, but I don't think I see it too often.
43 is uncommon.
Yes.
The over-under for this game was 45.
I know.
And the Cowboys almost hit the over by themselves.
Yeah. So big highlights here. Prescott throws 4 TDs. Bland gets his third pick six.
That's epic.
Of the season.
That's epic.
Second down, 8 more on the fly. Mahomes is looking at him.
The ghost of the studio pass.
Some more behind baseball really quickly here since it's already coming up. The reason we had the pre-roll end is because that came up while the pre-roll was on. So I was clicking through trying to find out where the ghost in the machine was.
I left it on there. The machine ghost.
Anyways.
Okay, Prescott throws 4 TDs. Bland gets 3rd pick 6 of the season in the Cowboys' route to that very first ever score of 43-20 for your Dallas Cowboys.
Now, we know people are going to come here and say, yeah, but the Rams are 3-4 coming in. Yeah, but the Rams quarterback went out in the third. Stafford got injured in the third quarter. By that time, the game was already lost. We had this game wrapped up at halftime, essentially.
It felt like we had it wrapped up in the first quarter.
I did.
I'll be honest. Like at the end of the first quarter, I think it was 17-3, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it felt like the Cowboys felt like they were the pilots of this game. We had
Rocky start.
It looked like we were going 3-0. There was that wishy-washy call, and I'm going to say it was a wishy-washy call on the Rams wide receiver, on the Rams slot corner who pushed, I believe it was Brandon Cooks or CeeDee Lamb. It might have been CeeDee Lamb. Pushed CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, it was out of the 5 yards, but then they got flagged. Cowboys got the ball with a new set of downs. Continued to march downfield. Dak Prescott drops back. Sees Fergalicious streaking up the middle. Puts it right on his hands for a touchdown. And it was basically clear sailing after that.
Yeah, it was nice to see Ferguson get on the board early. He actually had a pretty decent game. Just looking at his stats quickly here. Ended up third in yards, 4 for 47 and 1. That's 11.8 average. That's what you're looking for in your tight end, my dude.
Well, you got 4 targets, 4 receptions.
Yes.
Every time he was targeted, he was catching it.
Yeah, and look at that, CeeDee Lamb, just to throw it out there.
Career high. Should we just get into it right now before we get into anything?
Yeah.
Hit it. Hit that sound bite.
Oh. Do I even have that anywhere?
Your Crack'em Player of the Game.
Crack'em if you got 'em. Crack'em if you got 'em. I'm going to lead out right now. See, Sedarius Lamb, 12 receptions, 158 yards, 13.2 average, 2 touchdowns for a long of 26, and a career high. His last career high was 151. CeeDee Lamb almost broke that in the first half.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb, he is, bar none, my Crack'em Player of the Game.
Yeah, and there's no argument. I don't think anyone can argue with that. The only argument potentially is Dak Prescott with his 4-touchdown, 300-yard performance, but the pick is...
Without that pick, yeah. And if he has 5 touchdowns, zero interceptions, that now becomes hard. The career day kind of tilts it, though, to CeeDee. Like, it's hard for a receiver to have 158 yards.
And you know what? Dak's the type of man who's going to give it to CeeDee. He want to give it to CeeDee. So.
Crack'em Player of the Game.
That's what leaders do. Yeah, it's unanimous. CeeDee Lamb is Crack'em Player of the Game. We were calling it after he hit those career yards during the game, so it's no surprise here.
I have a question for you guys. If Deron Bland would have had another pick six, even with CeeDee Lamb's career day with 2 touchdowns, like 2 pick sixes.
I mean, another interception, I might be.
It's hard, even that. So pick six, it would. If well, a guy has 2 pick six in a game, it's got to be him, right?
Absolutely. The only challenge, I would say that if I look at the Cowboys, we've been seeing offense struggling to get into the end zone. Our defense has been dogs for the most part. I mean, people have been contesting that Dallas's defense isn't as elite as everyone thinks it is. In a game like this, where it's already being taken that much, you know, that far away from the Rams winning, another pick six is nice, but it's also like,
doesn't matter.
It's not as big for a career game for CeeDee Lamb,
yeah,
and for the Cowboys as the season's book of work.
Well, and CeeDee Lamb, imagine if it was a tight game where he wasn't sat out for a fourth quarter.
Riddle me this, though.
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of a Riddler.
Yeah.
With those glasses.
When does Deron Bland match the franchise's record? Because then
I think he tied it today.
Oh.
In a season. I think he tied it today. He either tied it or broke it for most pick six in a season. The Dallas Cowboys.
Just the Cowboys?
Yeah, just for the Cowboys.
Well, we'll find out on Wednesday.
I want to say the Cowboys was... Yeah, we'll go back to that. I believe I read something this week. If Deron had another pick six, he was either tied at 2 or he needed a third to tie it. So, but yeah, that's good to keep a tab on because he made... Man, with... At game 7 for them, might have broke the record for most pick six.
That's like an honorable mention then as a Crack'em Player game.
Yep, most in a season in Cowboys history.
I like that we had today he did. So he has the most with 3.
Bland's 3 interception return touchdowns are the most in a season in Cowboys history. And we're not even halfway through all.
I wonder what the NFL record is then. Because he can't be
4.
4?
EJ Savage has said league.
So if he gets it again, if he gets another pick six with, what's he have? 10 games
half
left?
The season left.
He has 10 games left to go. So he ties an NFL record.
Here's the thing. That would have maybe gave him Crack'em Player of the Game.
If he breaks the NFL record.
If he did it today and he tied the record.
I think.
Oh, with the second one? Yeah. Yes, okay. Yeah, fair.
Any player who gets 2 pick sixes in a game, I think it trumps 200 yards. Receiving.
I agree. It's such a rare thing.
So rare.
If you
so
get
rare.
2 pick six in a game, you've already halved what the NFL record is, right? You've got half of that. You're half the way to the NFL record. So
So let's just hyper-focus here on Bland. He also had potentially his career game today.
Yeah.
7 total sackles. 6 of them were solo. 2 pass deflections.
Did you call them sackles?
Yeah,
did. Did I?
Yeah.
I liked it. Combined tackle and
I thought he did it on perp.
No. I was moving on to solo.
Adam has a sackle in that fucking onesie he's wearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Which you will see.
You have a sackle.
I have a sackle in that one.
7 total tackles, 6 solos, 2 pass deflections, and then that interception for a return touchdown. I mean,
that's a damn good game.
That's a damn good game. He led the team there.
And it's funny because he does that. That's kind of what Deron Bland seems to do on game 7. This is what he does every second game almost. He gets a pick 6.
Yeah, that's what it's been.
That's wild.
I do have to bring up, though, our top 3, I get, or top other 2, Marquise Bell now moving into that linebacker position, had a great game too. So it's Bland, Wilson, and Bell are our top tackles, and Damone Clark. Are we missing LVE?
No.
Is this just too early to say? Or is this the shift that needs to happen?
The speed. Marquez Bell there, the speed. You can just see the speed. Even, I mean, I'll have to wait till we play the Eagles maybe, because everyone's going to say, well, the Rams were the Rams.
Yeah.
I want to see what Bell can do against the Eagles, but younger, faster, more tenacious. Like LVE, I don't know if it's because of the injuries. He was never going in there head first to make a tackle because he has neck injuries. Makes sense, right? Marquez mm-hmm. Bell doesn't give a fuck. He's going. He knows what it's like to scratch and claw to make an NFL roster. LVE, first round pick. Marquez Bell, undrafted free agent, right? Do you think Bell ever wants to lose this spot on the roster ever again? Probably not. And he's going for it like that. So,
well, I just don't want to see them put LVE in if this continues to work out how it is. This is the starting lineup, the way that I see it,
it's
right?
Like LVE's your backup if he's even on the team after this year. Even if he comes back this year, I mean, a neck injury is scary, man, and he's had multiple of them.
Yeah.
At some point you got to think, well, is playing in the NFL worth a third neck injury or neck surgery?
Mm.
So. Yeah, even with the stem cells that they're doing, he should go out and get some stem cell research in his neck.
I would definitely watch a movie about a Dallas Cowboy big Dutch-looking linebacker that flies down to a third-world country to get stem cell research done, or stem cell surgery on his neck.
Getting rhinoceros.
And then he turns into sort of monster, and all he wants to do is hunt down podcasts that have ever said something bad about him. So then I'm
God,
in it.
Oh dear God!
No, he looks like Vincent D'Onofrio in Independence Day when he has that big thing right there, because it went wrong. Well, hopefully not.
Micah too almost had that a second sack, which would have put him on our crack'em list at least. I mean, obviously we knew who it was going to, but Parsons had a pretty damn good game, especially in that. Those first 2 quarters, pressuring the quarterback quite a bit. But of course, the questionable sack there, I don't know. I think they made the right call that it was a pass.
Yeah, he had it in his hand.
Yeah.
Stafford had the ball in his hand when he went forward.
Yeah.
But Micah was held on the play. It should have been a 10-yard penalty. Micah gets held on every fucking play, I swear. I hate to be that fan that every time I'm looking, he's held. But he is.
Yeah.
He's legitimately held on every single play, it looks like. He's that good. Imagine, no one wants to watch penalties called every snap, but at least give him 1 or 2 a game.
Okay, just very quickly, mm-hmm. AJ, the chat wants you to yell, "You got nothing, you lose. Good day, sir."
Yeah.
And then.
Okay, hang on. Okay, let me channel it.
Is that from.
Oh, sorry.
Is that from Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that when he cheats?
At the end.
It's when he's like, "You get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir."
Who's he kick out?
Charlie.
Little fucking bitch.
Is that when he? That's when he cheats?
At the end, and then Charlie walks up, and then he puts the everlasting jawbreaker there, and he goes,
"He's not gonna steal it."
Oh, Charlie, my boy.
Yeah, right.
You've done it, Charlie. I'm bringing you to my secret elevator.
Yeah, and then they start going up. The thing I don't respect about that show is at the start where they have 4 old people in the same bed. Those old people deserve their own bed. The very start, like the grandpa, he's like just in the bed with the 3 other old people.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
First of all, they're poor as shit, and also that house would stink to fucking high heaven.
Yeah.
Charlie, get my boots. Yeah.
Because he's got the golden ticket.
He's got the golden ticket.
And then Kilo is also asking you to do the Gene Wilder meme, but we'll do that towards the end we'll do a side by side of you and Gene Wilder. Yeah, there it is.
We have to get that. Like, and we have to get it so that we can Photoshop the background that's the same as the Gene Wilder one. Here,
I'll give you this side too. Look up Gene Wilder. Also, while I'm looking this up, just want to throw it to our boy Brandon Aubrey with a long of 58 today.
Long of 58, 2 for 2. Guy's still perfect on the season for field goals. That pushes him to 18. He's averaging, as AJ told us in our top three players at the bye week, he's still averaging over 10 points. He hit 11 today. 5 for 5 on extra points. 2 for 2 on field goals. That's 7 kicks made for the dog.
Hang on, let me
bring it. Get in the middle and then bring it up onto that screen there, and I'll do a nice little quick side by. So we'll just go to Ant for a second here.
Sorry, chat. We're just getting a little.
Chat's asking for it.
Yeah, no, I meant sorry that they can't see anything right now.
Oh.
Chat, if chat asked to see your golden cock, would you show it to them?
Yeah. Okay, ready? Here we go. And we're going to bring up the dually.
Close?
It's close. That's the one right there. That's the one right there. Okay, let your fingers be a little bit more dangly. There you go. There you go. There you go. That's our Willie. That's our Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
So you got a bow tie on?
Yeah. Yeah, AJ has a. AJ's
oh, he had the bow tie.
I am Gene Wilder.
He's a Gene Wilder one.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
When you see.
All right, well.
Okay, now we're back to Cowboys football.
There is not much more to say about this game besides it was an impressive performance. I don't think we have any complaints.
Absolute ass kicking.
Even Dak's interception is just part of football at times.
You throw I'll take four touchdowns.
Yes.
One interception. Every fucking day.
One of the things I said in our Cowboys fans react video, which if you haven't watched this, go ahead and watch it right after the stream. Woo. I was very happy with the way that the offense was moving the ball. I thought a couple times we had to ask them to slow it down a bit, which has been the exact opposite of the previous six weeks.
Good call.
So the fact that we saw Mike McCarthy be able to shift it, Dak looked a little bit more sure. I really liked seeing Dak run those couple of yards versus taking a bad throw. So, and again, it's going to be one of those things where I'm very excited about it. And then tomorrow you're going to hear everybody in the media trash at how bad it was. And you're just like, okay, well, maybe we are going to be struggling still. But yeah, no, I was impressed with the offense. And I believe that would be the plays that Mike McCarthy's calling. So I just want to know what your boys' thoughts were on that.
I also just want to put out there that our starting left tackle was not part of this football game.
True.
So if anyone says anything, you can always throw that in their face.
By the end of it, we had our third string in there. But Tyron Smith wasn't even in there. Agoda after the first series, I was kind of thinking, ooh, the very first play, let the right tackle or right end run right past him and sack Dak. I was thinking, oh man, we're
in for a tough one.
We're in for a long.
But they corrected, and I don't know if we want to look too far ahead, but definitely to next week,
Eagles week, baby.
Eagles had a rough win against the Commanders there.
It's weird to say, though, the Eagles always get played tough by the Commanders. They really do. Last time they played, it went to overtime. This week, they were in a battle.
Division games.
Yeah, but last week,
always tell us new Dallas Cowboy fans when it comes to a division game?
Division games are always close.
Yeah.
So next week's going to be a close game. It's going to be a hard-fought battle. What I'm thinking right now, though, we looked at the Cowboys' record in an order of, it was like week one, week two, week three, and it went win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. And I was like, oh man, we're on a roller coaster. And AJ was like, well, I see a pattern. And he actually had the pattern. Win, win, loss, win, loss, win,
win,
win today. So
let's break the pattern.
The pattern's broken. Well, the pattern.
No. That is the pattern.
Now it'd be loss.
Loss, but we don't want it.
Now we got to break the pattern.
Okay, well, actually, but with AJ's pattern, what would the rest of the season look like?
Well, we're 5-2. We'd get to 10-4, and then we'd be 12-5 again.
Yeah.
So, which I like. What do you mean, fuck? 12-5, you're going to be in the postseason.
Yeah.
You just You don't want that record. You don't want that pattern. You don't want us to lose to the Eagles.
I don't
want to
lose to the Eagles. Yes, exactly.
That's the issue. We want to win the division.
Yeah. We want to win the division.
The reality is if we lose to the Eagles, the best we can hope for is a wild card.
Wild card.
Spot.
Yeah, we're in the wild card now.
When we beat them, now it's on.
If we beat the Eagles, when we beat the Eagles, we have a possibility of getting the first overall seed.
Yeah.
Well, and we got to remember, there's still a lot of ball to play.
Ten games.
So the Eagles, when they struggle, I mean, I haven't looked at the Eagles schedule. They don't have an easy schedule for the rest of the year. They still have some pretty tough teams.
We're also getting into some hard games. We have an easy, well, not easy stretch, but we have Eagles, Giants, Panthers, Commanders. That's as easy as it gets for us. After that, it gets hard. So we get Seahawks, Bills, Dolphins, Eagles again. Like we end up hitting a bunch of guys, but yeah. this is our chance to gain some on the Eagles a little bit.
Can we take it back to my question to you guys? What do you guys think about the offense and Mike McCarthy's play calling? Do you think it's just a one-off because it's the Rams, or do we see ourselves playing more like that moving into these games against the Eagles and some of these tougher teams?
I don't know enough to say that they did anything different except for maybe they're just hitting their marks.
Completing passes.
We did see there was two passes to Cooks across the center.
Oh, right.
Where the one was an incompletion and it was thrown it wasn't leading him, and then it allowed the defender to get his hand in there and break up the pass. And the second one, Cooks actually caught, but he had to lean back to grab it and didn't get any yak. So I don't know if that's maybe where the ball is supposed to be. I would still say, like, lead the receiver, get it into his hand so we can keep running. But, you know, I can't complain too much.
All in all, it was a pretty good beatdown just before Halloween. Another fun CanFan Halloween extravaganza. Hey, man, we're 5-2. We're feeling pretty. We're going to be back here on Wednesday night.
Looking pretty, too.
We're looking pretty. We're feeling pretty. What do they say? Look good, feel good, stream good, I guess.
Yes, doggy.
So for Willy Wonka and the golden ticket over there, and me, I don't even have a name. Yeah, get your helmet on, your face mask on there, bro. Get it on there.
Oh, yeah, hang on,
he's got to juice it up.
Gonna stretch juice that it over. There, come on, get in. There it is. Fucking scary.
Terrified. So for the golden ticket of Willy Wonka and the nameless Oompa Loompa, if you know a Cowboys fan, wait a sec, let's get back. If you know somebody who's not a Cowboys fan, go ahead and tell them one thing tomorrow. Go fuck yourselves! I say it different every time because I don't remember how to say it.
Let's go, Cowboys!
George W., baby.
Big George W. Woo!
That would happen next year if we were all American presidents.
I got Clinton.
I can't even get my stuff off.
I want to be. No, you'd be Abe.
Yeah, I gotta.
Yeah. That's dying over there.
No, I gotta end the stream and stuff like that. Like we're live still, gentlemen. I can't. It's too tough. Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.